Hey listeners, welcome to the Learn to Code With Me podcast. Today I'm chatting with Hannah Latonic as part of our special Tech Toolbox 2019 series to celebrate our Ultimate Tech Career Toolbox Bundle Sale. You can learn more about this special collection of 33 different tech and coding products over at learntocodewith.me/toolbox2019. Heads up, it's only available for a limited time. The doors will be closing on Saturday, May 4th, 2019 at midnight Eastern Time. Now, back to Hannah. Hannah is the founder of Invent with Code, where her mission is to help developers earn more. She's been featured on Fox Business News, Entrepreneur, and other national media outlets. Hannah worked with us already during the last bundle sale that we did, and she's working with us again this year, and we're so thrilled about that. This time, she's contributing her product, Freelance Developer Jumpstart. If you're curious about freelancing, this episode is for you. In our conversation, we talk about how Hannah was able to pay off $50,000 in debt by freelancing on the side of her day job, who freelancing is for and who it isn't for, and the main challenges that new freelancers experience. I hope you enjoy it. Hey, Hannah, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm really excited to chat with you today about your experience in tech and how you started teaching courses on freelancing. And I would love to start, though, just with like your overall background. I was looking at your LinkedIn profile before this interview, and I saw that you have held all these different roles over the years. Can you talk a bit about your experience in tech?
Yeah, absolutely. So it really all started back in high school, where I first learned web design and web development. And, you know, when you get to junior year, you have to start figuring out like what colleges you want to apply to. And I really enjoyed both the design and development aspects. So I was like, do I pursue web design and go to an art college, or do I pursue the coding and development at an engineering college? And I decided that that's really where I was like the most excited, being on the keyboard programming. And so I decided to pursue a bachelor's and master's in computer engineering, where I learned like a variety of different programming languages. And so once I graduated, I worked for several companies developing software solutions for about over a decade. And I decided to kind of take a break from industry. You know, you kind of get burnt out a little bit. And I was really started learning about entrepreneurship. So I was like, you know what, let me lead some sort of tech startup. And so I led a startup teaching kids how to code, specifically web development. And in parallel, I was also doing freelance development on the side to earn more money to pay off bills. And so I really enjoyed the intersection of technology and entrepreneurship, and it inspired me to launch Invent with Code to help and show adults how to monetize their coding skills as freelance web developers.
Ooh, nice. I didn't realize that you used to work at a startup teaching kids how to code. That's really awesome. So when you were doing that, that's when you first started freelancing. Like, what was your first foray into freelancing like?
Well, so I've been freelancing on the side for several years, just developing websites and various software solutions, but also in you know, leading startups, serving as a business consultant for aspiring entrepreneurs. And for me, I loved it because I just like being my own boss and managing my own schedule. But most importantly, like freelancing really allowed me to really just break through sort of like the salary ceiling you kind of hit as an employee, because I get to set what my rate is, as well as I can determine how much money I want to make, you know, based on the number of different gigs I pick up. And so really freelancing has allowed me to pay off my student loans, you know, save for a down payment on a house. And now it's helping me make extra mortgage payments. And so freelancing has definitely allowed me to live the lifestyle that I want. And, you know, I definitely encourage people to pursue it if they have the time and ability to do so.
Yeah, I love that. And I know there's so many listeners that are just resonating with what you're saying, you know, paying off bills, credit card debt, student loans, mortgages, all that stuff. I love that freelancing projects are helping you do that faster and just reach these financial goals, because obviously, like, finances are such an important part of our life. But I'm curious, do you think freelancing is for everyone, or is it better suited for some people over others?
I would say, well, kind of step back, like looking at what freelancing provides, right? So you're in control of your income, your time, and your work location, right? So you can decide how much you want to earn. You can set your own work schedule. You can work from anywhere, especially as long as there's like an internet connection. And so if you have the personality as well as the patience to, be your own boss, to manage your own time, and especially if you want to choose who you work with, you'll probably enjoy freelancing. But one aspect that, and we can kind of go into this in a bit, but, you know, one of the challenges is that you have to find work, right? As an employee, you're given your task, you're told what to do, and all you have to do is just clock in, you know, 9 to 5, clock in, clock out. It can be challenging if you don't know how to identify clients or how to market yourself. And so if you're not really interested in that aspect of trying to find your own opportunities for your business, like different business opportunities, then I wouldn't necessarily recommend pursuing freelancing, because it's really all on you to, like, what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it.
Yeah, that definitely makes a lot of sense. So you mentioned that as being like an obstacle or challenge, or, you know, maybe just not for everyone. Are there any other challenges or obstacles that new freelancers tend to face, or maybe you faced or some of your students face?
Yeah, so I mean, definitely the main challenge is finding clients, especially their first client, because people think, well, no one knows me. And, you know, I don't have this reputation or credibility yet. And in addition, kind of like a similar challenge to that is, how do I market myself? How do I get the word out that I'm offering these services? But also it can be overwhelming because there's so many different marketing channels. Even just take social media, for example. Do I use Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, so on? So how do I utilize these different platforms and marketing channels effectively and successfully? So that can definitely be a roadblock that new freelancers might face. And then I would say another common problem that arises, which I think really affects all freelancers, whether you're a new freelancer or experienced, is you're always wondering, how do I price and package my services? Am I, you know, charging too little? Am I charging too much? Am I not offering enough value to my clients? And so there's a lot of these uncertainties and unknowns, and there's no right or wrong answer in approaches to these different questions and challenges. But it's really just learning through like trial and error of what works best for you as a freelancer. So if you definitely have the patience, the endurance, as well as the desire to go on this freelancing journey, because that's really how I view it. It's a journey of, you know, freelancing is allowing me to get from where I am to where I want to be, then I think you'll be successful at it.
Yeah, quick side note, you actually wrote a guest post on the Learn to Code with Me blog about, I think it was 10 different ways to price or package your services as a freelancer. And it was a phenomenal article. We'll definitely include it in the show notes. I've had emails actually about it, people complimenting it.
Awesome.
And I send it to people all the time. Like if someone writes in with a question about, you know, pricing or something, I'm like, oh, actually, there's an entire post that Hannah wrote and it's really detailed. She goes through a bunch of different ways to do it. So yeah, we'll definitely include that in the show notes. Glad you reminded me about that. but kind of going back to your own journey, I would love to know, like, when you started off freelancing, how long did it take you to find your groove?
Well, that's a great question. I kind of feel like I'm still finding it, actually. And so I think really it's like, you know, when did I feel confident as a freelancer? And usually, I mean, for me, especially if I'm starting off with something new, it takes about 6 to 12 months for me to feel like, okay, I know what I'm doing. I'm no longer suffering from like imposter syndrome. I don't feel like I'm faking it to make it. And really it just comes down to, I just say, refer back to like, it's all about getting your reps and sets in, where you kind of think about when you go to the gym, you might like exercise a muscle. But if you really want to build it and maintain it, you have to do more reps and sets. And it's the same thing with freelancing or anything new, is that you have to just keep practicing and keep at it. And so usually for me, it's about 6 to 12 months. Like if I can consistently get clients, and I can consistently and confidently deliver, you know, on time and within budget, that just boosts my confidence, and just increases my momentum to keep going. Because if I can see that, hey, I'm actually doing this, when I look back to where I was before, it's like, why stop now, right? Things are so good, let's keep it going. And next you know, it just snowballs. And it's like, wow, it's been years now since I've been freelancing. But it also kind of feels like it was just yesterday I got started.
Yeah, I really like that analogy with the gym. Yes, could not agree more. I often have people ask me about just like writing online and getting published on different websites. Not so much today, but in the past, I used to write on a ton of different like blogs and publications and whatnot. And when I look back and I think about it, I've literally written, I don't even know, maybe like hundreds or maybe even up to 1,000, I don't know, something insane, different blog posts in my time. And I'm still like working on my craft as a writer. I still feel like I have so much work to do. I was just writing a bit before this interview and I felt so stuck. I was like, oh my goodness, I think I need to take a break from this for the rest of the day, because some days I just don't have it, you know? But yeah, I really like that analogy, because I feel like it's always a journey. You're always getting better and you need to keep up with it. And if you don't use it, you lose it, at least with writing. Maybe it's a little bit different for freelancing.
And I mean, like another analogy I like to use is it's a roller coaster, right? There's going to be high moments where, you know, you're doing a great job and you feel like things are really working out, and, you know, not everything is easy. And so there's going to be times along the journeys where it's difficult and challenging, or, you know, maybe I didn't get clients that month and it's kind of like this drought. But as long as you stick with it, you'll get to the other side. And so I don't want folks to be discouraged or think, oh my God, you know, I'm not really going to be good at this until 6 to 12 months from now. It's just a matter of, you're always going to be improving upon the process. There's always something you can get better at, something to learn, so that you can better serve your clients, right? So it's always a continuous improvement.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about your course that is inside the Ultimate Tech Career Toolbox, the 2019 edition. And that course is the Freelance Developer Jumpstart. So if feel free to also talk about like what led you to start teaching. I know we didn't really touch upon that too much, but I'd love to also hear just like why you create this program and who it's ideal for.
Yeah. So I think it's good to start with what the inspiration was, right? And so back in 2014, I became debt free, and cause I was doing freelancing, earning more money and applying that to like my student loans and car loans and credit card debt. But when I finally paid everything off, which was amazing, and I'll be honest, I was $50,000 in debt. And when I became debt free, you know, my friends and coworkers began asking me how I did it, which was through freelancing. And they wanted to know how they too could do the same. And so I realized that there were probably other people who also wanted to learn how to earn extra money on the side, you know, using skills that they already had. And so that really inspired me to pursue teaching freelancing as more than just a hobby. And so when I came up with the idea to launch Invent with Code, it was a great opportunity for me to put together a course that could essentially help people get started right away. And, you know, focusing on the niche of web developers, I decided to create the Freelance Developer Jumpstart, which is for those that want to land their first client and make extra money on the side building websites. So if you already know HTML and CSS, you can utilize this course immediately to get your first client. And with the Jumpstart, we offer a mastermind for accountability, which is awesome because, I find it myself that if I only hold myself accountable, I'm pretty lenient and flexible. So I might give myself an excuse and say, oh, not today, I'll do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow becomes the next day and whatnot. But with the mastermind, you get, daily community support. And every other week I offer group coaching where you can ask me anything to get you unstuck so that you're always making progress.
Yes, you're like answering my questions before I have them because I wanted to ask about the mastermind because I love that you do that. I was in a mastermind before that was through a course. It was actually a podcasting course, which is, because we're doing a podcast right now. And I remember that mastermind group was like the most valuable thing or the most valuable takeaway that I got from the program. Don't get me wrong. Like I used all the resources and the videos and they had a lot of like tutorials and guides to, start podcasting, which were also really helpful. But the mastermind group, when I look back, and this was, years ago before I started the podcast, actually probably around the time you started freelancing. I think it was actually 2015. Yeah, it was the thing that I remember the most about the program. So I think it's really awesome that you do that. And the live group coaching, that's pretty uncommon. I say, especially every other week, not a ton of courses have that because, it is really, time consuming for the course creator, but the value that people get just being able to ask someone as experienced as you their questions, it's priceless.
Yeah. And, I've gone through a variety of different courses. And I found for myself that I really just needed a sounding board. But they didn't offer any sort of community or email support. And so I just felt like I was just doing this alone on my own island, trying to figure out how to swim. And I realized, I was like, if I'm going to offer, my own course, I want to truly be that lifeline to see people succeed because that really excites me. And it just really makes my day when I see someone get from where they are to where they want to be. And so through offering the mastermind as well as the group coaching, just seeing that transformation has just been phenomenal.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Okay, so you mentioned the mastermind group, you mentioned the accountability. What other stuff comes with the program?
Yeah, so in addition to the mastermind, you'll also discover, how to generate the necessary legal documents to protect yourself and your freelancing business. It's easy to just establish a deal, with a shake of a hand. And then next thing you know, the experience is not what you were expecting, or you end up with doing more work than you originally signed up for. God forbid you don't get paid for the services that you offer. So in addition to the mastermind, we'll show you, what's the necessary legal documents to have in place so that you don't get ripped off or taken advantage of. And that way it's one less thing you have to worry about in trying to, learn how to, run your own freelancing side hustle.
Yeah, that's so important. I'm curious, when you first started out, how did you learn all these things?
I would say, it's the power of having my smartphone and the internet. So I would say for me, I like to do a lot of research, but also I'm an extrovert. Some people don't think I am, but I definitely am. And I just like talking with people. And so connecting with other freelancers, connecting with other entrepreneurs, I might, walk into my different coffee shops, organizations, and say, hey, you know, who designed your website? And so I might reach out to them to ask them questions about how they designed something. And so for me, it's really not being afraid to ask for help and to ask questions. And to me, you know, the only stupid question is the question you don't ask. And so I'm just very diligent about research things online, joining Facebook groups of similar, you know, freelancing groups. And so really it's just putting yourself out there and making it happen. And so for me, I guess this is where might be a stubborn attribute, but I don't like to give up and I don't like to fail. Really, I just look at failure as like feedback, as far as, you know, what I could have done differently. But I just don't like to give up until I feel like until I'm successful. And so, yeah, that's pretty much how I've to this day navigate, how to be successful as a freelancer.
Well, I have to say, I'm very jealous that you have that mindset. That's like such a, amazing thing to have, you know, looking at failure as feedback. I try to work towards that every day and, you know, embracing failure or, you know, embracing obstacles, embracing challenges and looking at them as just a way to improve and a way to make progress. But it's definitely, I think, you know, maybe harder for some people than it is for others.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a fun experience, right? If you don't achieve the outcome that you were expecting, yes, it's disappointing, it'd be frustrating. And there's times in which I'm just like, you know what, I'm throwing in the towel. But if I just take a moment, you know, I might watch something on Netflix to just clear my mind. But then I go back and look at, okay, how did I get this result? And what could I have done differently? Let me get someone else's feedback because I thought I went about this the right way. And it didn't turn out the way I was expecting. And just incorporating that lesson learned so that the next time I do it, it will work out. So, but I'm right there with you.
Yeah. So for someone who's listening and they want to get started freelancing, and maybe they've been learning to code for a few months now, they have a pretty solid handle on HTML and CSS, and they're starting to learn something else, you know, whether it's JavaScript or WordPress or what have you. We talked a lot about freelancing, but like, what is like one or two solid pieces of advice that you would give this person, like something they have to do?
Okay, that's a good question. So I would say you already have what it takes to get started now. And I'm really serious about that because you don't need to know every single aspect about a programming language before finding your first client. I mean, essentially, the best way to learn what you actually need to know is by working on real-world projects. And freelancing is a great way to do so, and it'll definitely boost your confidence in the process. I would also say, as like the second piece of advice, is that you should start local. I highly recommend starting within your local network. So ask family and friends, as well as your local community groups and organizations, how you can help them using your technical skills, and then branch out from there and consider other options and online platforms like Upwork.
Awesome. Thank you. That was some great advice. So obviously the listeners can catch your product in the Ultimate Tech Career Toolbox, but do you have any other resources that folks might find useful, especially folks that may be listening to this like in the future, you know, months or maybe even years after we publish this episode?
Yeah. If you would like to discover how to code your way to 5K a month, you can get your free guide at inventwithcode.com/5K blueprint. That's the number 5K blueprint.
Awesome. Thank you so much again for coming on the show and for chatting and, of course, for being part of this 2019 bundle. I'm really excited to have you in it again. You were, you know, in the first one that we did, and it's awesome to have you take part again.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity, and I love doing this.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks.
hope you enjoyed my conversation today with Hannah. Again, you can check out her product, Freelance Developer Jumpstart, inside our 2019 version of the Ultimate Tech Career Toolbox, which you can learn more about over at learntocodewith.me/toolbox2019. Her product is just one of many inside the bundle. Other products span topics like web development, mobile app development, data analysis, software testing, product management, and more. The retail value of all the bundle products combined amounts to $4,299. But this week only, all these products are being sold together for a fraction of that price. Even more, we're so confident with the value that you're going to get from the Ultimate Tech Career Toolbox that we have a full refund policy to back it up. If for whatever reason you don't love this toolbox, let us know during the first 30 days and we'll give 100% of your money back. There is literally zero risk when you invest in this. Again, head on over to learntocodewith.me/toolbox2019 to learn more. Have a great rest of the day, and I'll be back tomorrow with another brand new episode in this series.